But I have learned it doesn't matter how long it was going to take. Just do the shit yourself. Mm-hmm. They have tool rental on purpose. Mm-hmm. YouTube exists on purpose. There are courses at night on purpose. There are people that you can call on, whether you think you can or not. It's better to ask than to just think, nobody's coming. Nobody's going to help. Mm-hmm. There are people. There are people. So, yes, it would have been frustrating. Yes, it would have taken way longer. Yes, it might have been taxing on our bodies physically. But could it have been done? I think so. Mm-hmm. I do. I wholeheartedly know and have seen things that have been done that I'm like, there's no fucking way.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast, What's Been Better, with Sly and Lori Sit and Chop Game. So buckle up your seatbelts and open up your mind. What's Been Better is about to go live.
This is episode 24 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about the necessity for a Labor Day holiday. Some of us are going through so many different things all at the same time while still trying to maintain our 9-to-5s. So, we need a little bit of time off, and we're going to talk about it. If you've been here before, you know that we cuss. And if you're new here, you've got to get used to it, because this is not going to be anything different.
No.
Also, like, share, subscribe, do something with this episode and all the rest. We love, love, love 5-star reviews on all the different platforms because they help others find our show. Thanks in advance. We appreciate you. And yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. Sylvie, let's do this, honey.
Yes.
Let me start by asking you what's been better.
Today's the day when I wish you could ask me anything else because I'm struggling. Okay, you know what's been better? Last night. Y'all, we had our monthly get together to play cards. We did not play very many cards at all. But this lady always says a couple things that she's just not going to do. And one of those main things is she is not going to cook. But last night, she cooked. And when I say she cooked, she cooked. So I will say the fellowship, meeting your friends, that was hilarious. The food, the few cards that were distributed and put back and distributed and put back. the then hours long conversation after we were saying, okay, we're going to go.
Right.
Okay, we're going to go. That was good, though. Better. So yeah, that's what's been better. Nothing else right now. But that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What's been better for you, Lori?
Let's see. Well, my son turned 24.
Yay.
On Saturday. My daughter turned 29 on Thursday. So wow. She's the 31st of August. He's the 2nd of September. Okay. And those Virgos, honey, they be Virgoing.
Yes.
We had a great conversation on Saturday. And it's always good to have good conversations with your grown children, mm-hmm. which are not really grown. And maybe we could talk about that at some point about maybe I don't know if we did or not about between 18 and 30.
Yes.
You ain't grown when they say you grown at 18. That's some bullshit.
You ain't grown at 25. I don't feel grown at 41.
Oh, well, that's a thing. I don't think I felt grown until probably about 42 or 43. That's when I felt grown. But yeah, so it was better to spend some time and actually have some good engagement, some good dialogue with these children. Mm-hmm. You hear me still call them children. And it was also really good to fellowship. I had a great time with you guys last night. Mm-hmm. And it always does my soul good to, again, have intellectual conversation and just fellowship with people who you care about, because the day-to-day is a lot.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot to be able to do all the things that we do in our careers, and to just be able to chill out for a little while is mm-hmm. everything to me. So that's what's been better.
That's good. That's good. And I hope that other people are getting together, doing what you feel like doing, not what you have to do in these however many days, if you have the days off. I hope also that rest looks like actual rest for you, because I think for me right now, rest is fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spreading its tentacles out into other things. You know how you always talk about, like, there's always an invitation. Mm-hmm. So it's like the lack of rest is inviting frustration, and it's inviting mm-hmm. wariness, and it's inviting all these things. And I'm like trying to keep them at bay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm winning.
I hear you. I hear you. And I will tell you, burnout is real, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Burnout is real, and we can burn out in a lot of areas. It's not mm-hmm. just work, right? Yeah. Like our thing that we do every day. We can burn out in our relationships. We can burn out in, you know, just like here you are doing your upkeep of the home and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can burn out being a mom, you know.
Yeah.
You can burn out in so many ways other than just your 9 to 5.
Yeah.
So I don't truly remember really what the definition of Labor Day is. I don't know. Do you?
Okay. I'm not even going to try. I know that it is time off. I know that for Black folks, that means turn that grill on. I know that it is much needed and much appreciated.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And so if you can take some time, give yourself some care. Self-care is so needed. And don't wait till Labor Day. Like, we don't need to wait until Labor Day, like when the world says, relax. Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you sense that it's time to take a break, and I'll say for Sylvia or myself or our listeners, whenever you feel, because your gut is always golden, it's going to tell you the truth. If it's saying take a break, take a effing break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, at this point, yeah. Because if not, then you get in this cycle. And I can feel myself in this cycle of, like I said, like the frustration is coming. And then it's like it's mm-hmm. fixed, but then it's not. And then it's fixed, and then it's not. And I can feel the lack of creativity, because I'm just mm-hmm. like, I'm too tired. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to make a decision. Mm-hmm. I don't want to start over. I don't want to do whatever. So I can feel the things lagging.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not me. So then mm-hmm. now there's frustration, because like, that's not you. Just do the thing. And it's like, but I'm tired. I don't want to do mm-hmm. this. So yeah, I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
Right. So now, yeah. With that being the case, what are you going to do?
I'm going to have to figure out how to power down first, so that way I can make space to make a plan to do the thing, because mm-hmm. regardless, the thing has to be done.
Right.
There's no getting around it. There's no nothing. You have to go through it to be mm-hmm. done with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a laundry list of things that have to be done, and no one else can do them. So I just have to do them, but mm-hmm. I can't do them effectively or completely if I don't just like, just stop, mm-hmm. just stop, just stop, just stop. So, yeah.
Yes. And I hope our listeners hear that too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there are things that we must go through, but in the meantime, it's about how do we get our peace, get our centering back, so that we can do the things, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are some things that are necessary, but understand that when frustration comes in, the whole lot of friends associated with frustration, like mm-hmm. irritation, anger, you know, mm-hmm. Maybe just truly upset, your immune system starts to get slacked. Mm-hmm. And then you can catch a cold. Like, just, we need to be aware of the things that go along with that burnout, with that breakdown. Right. So.
Right. Well, yeah, I hope that, also too, I think we have to get out of like, well, I'm just going to push through. Stop. stop just pushing through all the time, because I think that's another, there's no one else to do it, so I have to do it, and I have to do it right now. Put it down for a second before you drop it and break it into a million pieces.
And or if it's one or two, three, four, five things we have to do, is it possible to just do two things? Or is it possible to just do one thing really good? And like, you know, when I set up my website for my my company, right? I went through this, what is it called? Therapy Practice Accelerator. And the guy said 80% is A-okay, right? Like 80% is great. And sometimes we have this school mindset that we have to get 100. We have to get perfect. And it's like 80% is great. Right? Because it's really good. And but we don't look at it like that. It's like,
no.
It's like it's bad and it's not. And it's like to say, let's do our best. Right? And the best we could do right now, especially if we're tired or if we know we need a break, might be 80-81%. It might not be 95%. And on another day, we might be popping.
And then
that's a whole different thing. Might be 90-95%, but let's not even judge that we're not doing as well as other days. So
I think it's my mother-in-law that said it. C's still get degrees.
Oh girl, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Like my undergrad. Now graduate school was so much different and I think I just was wiser. You know, but undergrad, I graduated with a 3.0 and I'm very proud. Let me tell you how proud I am of that 3.0.
We all know. I think I've told my story that I almost failed out freshman year. Like I practically did fail out freshman year and had to go to summer school the next four summers. No, like for sure, C's get degrees, but also take care of business. So that way you're not doing that. But still, anyway.
Which is still a part of honoring your body. Honoring the fact when your body tells you enough, it's enough. Give yourself that time. So if you're trying to study all night, child, go to sleep. You know, and then rethink it. Like learn from that to say, maybe we could do a little bit more instead of burning that midnight out, that oil, you know.
Let's
front load a little bit more later on and not beat ourselves up and wait to the last minute to do the thing. So it's just, it's so many things that we can learn from so we won't break ourselves down.
Yeah. I mean, that happened to us the other night. We're supposed to put these doors up for the bathroom, the second half of the bathroom, because we chose to keep both sliding doors. And the guys put up one and then they were like, you guys have to put up the others. And we were like,
what?
Okay, fine. If it's going to save us some money, fine. Okay. However, they didn't tell us that they use different screws to put it up. So they got it up, put it up, tip top shape. It's all done. We spent, I would probably say 3.5 hours trying to figure out how the fuck do you get these doors up? It was not until we figured out like they didn't do it the same way. They didn't use what was in the packaging.
So which door was it, the hallway or their bed, your bedroom?
The bedroom. So the, they put up the hallway door and now we've got to put up the two in the master bath. I'm not excited. I'm not excited. Can I do it? Can we both do this together? Yes. But I think I'm like hungover from not getting it up the first time and then having to go to the store and search for these nuts and bolts and, you know, all these other things. I'm just like, I just want it done.
Is that a job for a handyman though? It
should be. It should be the same people that put up the other door, but we are not going to spend 25 minutes of me complaining, rehearsing, or saying anything else about these contractors. I'm just going to say, when a person tells you that they like something and that they will tell everyone, and that when they don't like something, they will tell everyone, I think you should believe them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling everyone right now, when this is over with, please do not ask me who the contractors are, because I would never recommend them to someone else. The tile guy, I'll give y'all his number. I will take pictures. I will do everything. But the rest, no ma'am. So all that a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I know my limits, and I just don't think I could have done it. I've been second guessing that after we got the second plumber. So, yeah. But anyway. We are going to cut that off. I don't want to. Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, do you think that has to do with where you are right now as far as that tiring out, that feeling of that low energy?
That I should have DIY'd this and like really believed in myself and done it myself?
No, just the fact that you're dealing with these trifling behind contractors.
Because I think we talked about this last night. I was saying to everyone that there's tired from getting it done. There's tired from like, you swung the hammers, you put this together, you moved this, you did whatever. And then there's tired from frustration. Mm-hmm. And I think being tired from frustration is probably doubly worse than my arms are tired from swinging a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could be tired from swinging a hammer every day, mm-hmm. but to be tired because you're half doing, tired mm-hmm. from, I gave you the materials to do the plumbing and you chose to go to Home Depot and build something completely different than the specific instructions that I put in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
That level of tired is, I don't wish it on anyone. And so that's mm-hmm. why I'm saying, I won't be recommending them to anyone mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I don't want anybody else to feel this tired. I don't want anybody else to waste their money. I don't mm-hmm. want anybody else to go through any of this. Like,
mm-hmm.
especially for the women who are housewives or women who DIY, who know what they're talking about, who are capable but might not have the time or might not have all the resources, who need these contractors to come in, I don't want you to experience the misogyny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to experience the literal pat on the head. Oh, little girl, you don't know. Brush offs that I've experienced. I don't want you mm-hmm. to have that.
You said the literal, somebody patted you on the head.
No, it was a pat on the shoulder, well, but
somebody touched you. That's still,
yeah.
condescending and,
Yes. So I did everything to not go to jail. Let's just
God
put
bless
it like
you,
that
honey.
Because gut punches were coming.
Well, tell me this. I think even in everything, because you know, the next time we talk, I'm gonna talk about this freaking destination wedding. Right. So
yes.
I think you got time. I think I don't know.
You need just as much of a break. Your level of frustration from all of that. Go ahead, y'all. This is not even a fine print thing. This is a... People are not upfront.
That.
Because it's the same thing, right? It's the same thing.
Right. But before I even say that, I want to find out if there's any, because I think I'm going to speak about what I learned and what I'm going to do differently.
Mm-hmm.
And right. And so, and then also the duty to warn, because I think it's always good to warn people or let yes. people know so they don't go through this. But what do you feel like you learned in this experience?
Just do it yourself.
Okay.
I don't care how long it takes, because I have community with mm-hmm. the people of TikTok, and I appreciate, my God, y'all. And I already put out a thank you video, but I'm going to say it here. Thank you to everyone. Sade, thank you for a 6-minute voice message prayer. Thank you. The calls, the texts, the messages, I'll come over and do it. Y'all need backup. You know, I appreciate y'all.
That's beautiful.
I love y'all so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But I have learned it doesn't matter how long it was going to take. Just do the shit yourself. Mm-hmm. They have tool rental on purpose. Mm-hmm. YouTube exists on purpose. There are courses at night on purpose. There are people that you can call on, whether you think you can or not. It's better to ask than to just think nobody's coming, nobody's gonna help. Mm-hmm. There are people. So yes, it would have been frustrating. Yes, it would have taken way longer. Yes, it might have been taxing on our bodies physically, but could it have been done? I think so. Mm-hmm. I wholeheartedly know and have seen things that have been done that I'm like, there's no fucking way. There's no way. I would have never half done the drywall. I would have never not used the plumbing. I would have never left all that shit under the house. It's just stuff that's like, you wouldn't do to yourself because you wouldn't have to for yourself. It's your house. You aren't paying yourself to do it, but you're going to reap the rewards of doing it. Mm-hmm. And not cutting a corner, not leaving a gaping hole that you could stick your arm through under a bathtub, not pouring the mortar under the bathtub and just screwing it in and acting like it's perfectly level and fine. It's just stuff that it's like, you would never do that to yourself. So I think the lesson for me is to just be okay with it's going to take a little longer because you aren't an expert in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it yourself. Take the time, do it yourself.
So are you suggesting that most people are like this?
Like what?
Like the contractors that you had, because they sound like the contractors from hell.
Let's put it like this. There's a reason why we've had multiple contractors. So obviously this isn't a one-off. It's not a one-time thing. I'm not saying that there aren't great contractors out there. I'm sure that there are. Have they found their way to Southwest Atlanta? No. I mean, because think about how many times we told y'all, like, we find people and they're like, I don't work in that area. The title of your business is so-and-so of Atlanta, but you don't work in Southwest Atlanta. What does that say?
Yeah.
And for the listeners that do not live in Southwest Atlanta, look at the demographics of Southwest Atlanta and figure out what I'm talking about.
That's disappointing on so many levels.
But it is what it is. This is where we are. This is who we are as a people. This mm-hmm. is what we're dealing with. So it just is what it is. But should it be different? Yes. Could it be different? Yes. Would it be different? Possibly. But there are no shoulds, coulds, or woulds, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just do the thing yourself. And I know I'm like big on just and not saying just. But in this situation, I should have just done this myself.
Okay, so the lesson is do it yourself.
Yeah, that's my takeaway on this whole process, and there's still so far to go. Like I think that's where the draining part is and where the frustration is like, I know how many things are not done. And I know how much is still left to go, and I am like, okay, you can do this, you can make it through this, but I don't want to. So yeah,
no way around it
but through it.
Well, my heart goes out to you.
Thank you,
ma'am. In so many ways, and this is wild because like I'm empathizing right now, and at the same time I'm like, I don't like doing that kind of shit. Like when you say do it yourself, I'm like, no. I wouldn't want to do that. Yeah.
But I mean, and then there's like little things that need to be changed, little things that need to be tweaked. I mean, you saw how tiny that toilet is. Little shit like that. I'm like, oh God, we have to replace that. Oh, you know, stupid stuff, but it'll be done. It will get done. Mm-hmm. I feel peace and solace in like, it's going to be fixed. Mm-hmm. It's going to be done.
Yeah.
Let up until it is.
Right. My excitement for you is on the other side of this. Mm-hmm. It's like on the being on the ocean and the ship is on the ocean and then it's doing this. And then all of a sudden you turn around and you see where you came from.
Yeah.
And all those rivets in the water, yeah. You know. So I'm excited for that for you so that you can look back and say, you know what? We came from a long way.
And, we came from pink tile.
Right. Right. And so there has to be like the silver lining. And so with that, I'm a segue into this destination wedding that I thought was going to be, they take care of everything. Right. And so when you, it's like, I would say read the fine print, but there was no fucking fine print.
That's what I'm saying, y'all. That's what I'm saying. Before she says anything, this is why these two situations are so similar, is because there was no fine print. It was technically spelled out to both of us that this is the services that we are going to provide. This is the cost. Now, where the hell everybody came with like an itemized set of receipts of like extra shit that is like, what do you mean you don't include the string lights? What?
Yeah, like literally, like something like string lights in the reception. Like yeah. You see in all these pictures. No, you got to pay for that. You have to pay for candles on your table. You have to pay for the tablecloth. You have to pay for everything. Shit, everything for the most part. And so what I will tell you.
You would though. In a normal situation at a different venue, yes, you would pay for these things individually. But if I am paying for a destination wedding package and you show me these lavish pictures and everything is all set up and everything is beautiful, don't show me none of those pictures. Show me what the space looked like empty.
Right.
But they didn't do that.
No, they didn't do that at all. And so what I would tell you is do your research. If you're ever thinking about having a destination wedding, do your research. Look at how much it costs and add about $3,000 or $4,000 more to that. I would even dare say five. Like, don't go into it thinking that the amount they tell you for the amount of people is what it costs. That's for just having, basically.
Right.
That's
just showing up.
That's exactly. They're saying they're charging you for their property. And then everything else is what you pay for the wedding. And I would say if you're having a regular wedding, all those itemized details are lumped together, right? Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the difference. They'll tell you all of these things. They'll tell you all of the things. Mm-hmm. But destination weddings, a lot of times they're not going to tell you. And if you're going to go to Secrets in Mexico, because I'm just going to call their asses out.
Call.
Secrets in Mexico is right in, what is it, Riviera Maya. It's called mm-hmm. Secrets Acomal. They're gonna nickel and dime you. And so that's how I feel. I feel raked over the coals. And the biggest thing is, at the beginning when we initially called to set this whole thing up, that's when they could let you know, but mm-hmm. they don't talk to you. And this is part of their whole, I'm going to say their scheme, but the plan is to not talk to you until a good 40 days before the wedding starts. And by that time, you better have all of your coins, you know, mm-hmm. But I would say, look at that early on, or ask questions early on. Otherwise, you're going to be in a situation where you're going to need money and you might not have it. Right. Mm-hmm. So just be aware, And it's disappointing, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's not something that you can't overcome. But I think right. it's good to know up front, have your eyes open up front and know the cost up front.
So when can I ask, when you because we had a destination wedding, so I know all these extra costs. There are pictures that I'm still depressed about that I couldn't have because I didn't know that the photography package didn't come with all the pictures the man took.
Mm-hmm.
We had to sit and pick before we got off the ship.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, okay, but I like, you know, did they, so I know this hidden cost thing. What did they tell you was included? Like what, I want people to have an idea because I don't want them to be like, well, why didn't you look it up? You were told one thing. Mm-hmm. You were given paperwork about something, but you weren't told everything. So I just want to know for the listeners, what were you told?
Right. Well, so I can pull it up and read it off, but I mean, you know, it's, but what they tell you is that, you're getting like the actual, the place. They tell you where it's going to be on the property. Right. They might say they have two place settings for you. They'll tell you that they're going to have dinner for up to a certain amount of people and they'll have you, you know, say, you know, you give you a menu to choose from. They'll say a gold, silver, or platinum, right? Like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, or also on there, like you get a massage, extra night, things like that.
Okay.
So when they tell you about all those things, like massages, the honeymoon, next, you know, the next year and things like that, you don't, what you see, it's like, oh. But what you don't see, like when we talk about the string lights and stuff like that, you wouldn't know that that's not going to be there.
All the details aren't.
Right. You're not going to know the little details like, let's see, like a flower on a table, right?
Right.
Or like when you're getting married and there's a stand that's right there where the pastor is standing. And then, the arch, like right behind you, that's like $1,600 right off the rip. But you don't realize that the arch is not going to be there. That you have to pay for the arch, or that you have to pay for certain chairs because they said they're going to have white covered chairs, right? But then they said we don't have any white covered chairs anymore. Well, why the F is it on here? You said the chairs are white, but they're not here. And so, so there's that, like, you're going to have a different set of chairs, right? And you're going to pay for anything they put on the chair, right?
So if they put the little sash or the white cover or.
Right.
Okay.
Right. If you're anything else, you will be paying for, you know.
And so they didn't provide you at first with like, okay, let me explain. I'm asking this because I can remember mine. I got married on a cruise ship. And before however many days, I think it was kind of the same situation. Like, it's too late to back out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did back out, it's like, you're going to lose however much money and time and everything. And all the invitations are sent out and everything. So what they gave us was like a checklist.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, pick from these things. And these things will cost however much money. But then it was like, these things are not included. Was very like, off to the side on the next page kind of thing. And you're like, oh, okay. I see where you guys try to get us. So we did not see the photographer and videographer weren't together. So there is no video of my wedding. There are only the 34 pictures or whatever the package was of pictures and whatever anybody else took with their camera. Of our wedding. There's nothing else.
Right. So like.
Because it wasn't. You couldn't last minute. Hey, add this.
Right. And even with that. The videographer and the camera person. The photographer. They're going to be at the wedding. They're not going to be at the reception. So. they're just going to be at that one event. And everything is timed. So you're not going to have any time to go over. And that's fine. Being on time is okay. But those other things that you don't imagine. And then you're paying for being there too. Like the nights that you're staying.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a part of the wedding package.
Right.
You got to pay for that separate. So I would say if you have money to spend, do your destination wedding. Do all mm-hmm. of the things. Just make sure you have an extra $5,000 for all the non-mentioned items, because right. they are definitely not going to be there. Everything is just base. It is base, yeah. and then you build up. It's like Build-A-Bear. And you're going to have to build on that. It's a la carte, like yeah. for real. And it's it can be discouraging if you don't know. So
right.
here's word to the wise.
Yeah.
Be prepared to spend a grip.
It's the reason why it's called Secrets.
Ciao.
But also, I was going to ask, did they seem like, are bad about it? Or were they like, you should have known better?
They were not any of that. They were just really nice. Does that come with it? No, that doesn't come with it. Can you exchange this for that? No, you can't exchange this for that. No, this is how it is. Like, they were really sweet when they liked you and diced you. And again, it's about doing your research. So yeah. I'm going to say my bad to myself for not knowing what I didn't know. And I thought I was saving money by not having a big wedding, but you spend just as much money. So if you're, if you're thinking about having a wedding at home, have a wedding at home as opposed to having a destination wedding. If you're thinking you're going to save money, because you're not going to save money by having a destination wedding unless you elope.
Y'all, I'm going to say this because I've said it from the beginning. Go to the courthouse. Go to the courthouse and then take all the money that you're going to spend on this destination wedding on all these people who are going to be there for 20 minutes, who might have something to say, who might not have anything to say. Take all that money and do a thing that you would rather do. Pay off a bill, go on a vacation, buy a house, buy a car, do something else. Because I'm telling you, the important thing is to be married to your person. None of this other shit is cute. I will say, it's cute. The pictures are cute. But the memory that I have of just the two of us high-fiving at the courthouse lasts way longer than having to figure out how to bustle my dress, having to pick those 34 pictures, having to figure out food, getting people on and off of a cruise ship. No. Courthouse. Courthouse. Well, because you're married. The only peace and solace I have about your situation is like the two of you are already married, and I'm really grateful for that. Because I cannot imagine if you weren't married yet and you had to like make all these decisions right now.
Well, I caught, like, yesterday was when the hammer came down, and initially I was a little frustrated, but now I'm like, I'll find the money. Like, that's where it is. Like, one, because people have bought their flights. They already bought the rooms. We're going to have a good time. Like, that's not going to take away from my good time. I'm not mad about it because I'm not taking that energy with me. Right. And so once it happened, once I got the punch, that happened. And now that's in my past. And now I've learned and I'm smarter now. And I won't do that shit again. Well, I'm not doing it again anyway.
For sure. For sure.
But I will let people know. If you're thinking that whatever they tell you is the price, that's just all I'm saying. Whatever they tell you is the price for a wedding, that is
a lie.
Yes. That's not all. You have so much more that you have to pay for. And that extra that we're paying for is skimmed down. Like, for instance, your reception, you're going to have to pay extra for a DJ. And that's going to be like $2,500, almost $3,000 just for the DJ and all of the things. So just understand that they're like, that in itself is a whole extra itemized, thing that's there when you wouldn't have known that.
No.
And And what's interesting is whatever you're reading is what you're reading. So it doesn't say DJ. Mm-hmm. It tells you you have a sound, like a sound system, and you have like something else. But if you don't see DJ, it's because it's not there.
It's not included.
It's not included. Yeah. We like, don't make any make assumptions.
No, we had to make a CD. We didn't have a DJ. We had mm-hmm. to sit and pick music and play, which worked out, mm-hmm. which worked out because it was very sentimental, and we were able to like really pick what we wanted heard and in the order and mm-hmm. everything like that. But it's those little tweaks mm-hmm. of things that, yes, they do save money. But if you're not paying attention,
yeah,
or if you don't know to ask, or if you don't realize that, hey, I never saw the word DJ, but I did see sound system. Mm-hmm. I did see entertainment. I did see whatever. You don't realize like that don't mean there's somebody to push play.
Right. You have to pay for the technician. Who does that? So just understand you're going to have to do that too. So mm-hmm. we have our DJ here who's, he's not going to be there, but he's going to DJ as if we were there and then put it on a MP3. So that part, I'm excited about that. So it's still going to be a good time. It's just life lessons. These are mm-hmm. just like, these are life lessons and they don't have to take you over. You can learn from them. You don't have to, you know, lose it. These are things that Sylvia and I, we are going through. We want to share with you. And at the same time, it doesn't have to take you over.
No, that is the takeaway. That is the takeaway. All this shit is piling on. And when it rains, it pours, and tired and frustrated and all these things, you don't have to take on all that all at once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's like ways in which to just block it out, or ways in which to like, I'm just not going to tackle it right now. Mm-hmm. I see it. Mm-hmm. I acknowledge it, but I'm not doing that right now.
Do it in
doses.
I'll
come back to it. Yeah.
Little bits at a time.
Something.
Little shots.
Yes. 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 Oh, just little bites. Little bites. Well, okay. Let's do our normal. What book are you reading this week?
So I'm reading a few books, but I will share a book that that I want to suggest, especially as we're dealing with what we're dealing with. It's mm-hmm. called A Complaint Free World by Will Bowen. A Complaint Free World by Will Bowen. And the things like we're talking about today, they mm-hmm. are complaints. I'm not sugarcoating it and trying to deny it. They are complaints. And that's why I said I'm learning from these things, because when mm-hmm. it hits, I'm learning not to allow it to linger and mess my day up, cause me chaos, because I know that what I think about, I bring about in my life. And so it's very important that I practice breathing and walking through and thinking about what I want instead of the things that I don't want, acknowledging how I feel in the moment. I'm not going to actually be like, I'm not mad. No, I am mad right now. I'm fucking pissed and I don't appreciate it. And at the same time, I know I can move through this. Mm-hmm. I know I can allow myself to feel better and I don't have to linger with it. So that one is an excellent book.
Okay.
I got so many. I'm going to be sharing some books with y'all for real.
We know every week you got like four or five, but that one is a good one to settle on.
Right, right.
Okay. Mine is Walking in My Joy by Jennifer Lewis.
Okay.
I started that book before something happened. I don't know what. And I'm going to purposely go back to it because I need that reminder right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember the intentions behind the book, and I remember how good I felt in reading the book.
Oh, wow.
Out of her honesty. I mean, it's Jennifer Lewis. She's mm-hmm. always honest. But her level in the ways that she is so intentional. I think that's mm-hmm. what it is that I love about Jennifer Lewis so much. She's so intentional about mm-hmm. better, about mm-hmm. joy, about the things that are going to be good for you. Mm-hmm. So that's my one is Walking in My Joy by Jennifer Lewis.
That's awesome.
So, all right. Well, we kind of technically did takeaways already. So we'll leave it at that. But if you haven't already, like, share, subscribe, do something with this episode and all the others. Help us get this show out to more people. Y'all, the views on every platform are so all over the place, and I would just be overjoyed if you would go back and comment a little heart on your favorite episode, whatever episode it is, even if it's all the way back in season one. Put a little purple heart, because I always sign everything with a purple heart, on whichever episode in the comments of What's Been Better that you liked. We'll see you next week with a very interesting guest I'm excited about. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us, with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.